Conowin, your thoughts and feelings after that loss to Catalan Dragons?
Yeah, it's a disappointing result, mate. I think we killed ourselves at times. A few errors from myself, a few other boys as well, just throwing stuff that don't need to be thrown. And in this heat, you can't do it, and especially against a good team. It doesn't pay off, and it paid off for them by scoring two tries early on. And yeah, it's frustrating, but we'll go away and we'll work on it.
They scored two tries early on, but we also managed to get over the line twice pretty early on. But then there were sort of errors from the kickoff, and then you're defending 20 metres out from your line. It's not where you want to be 20 minutes into such a tough game.
No, definitely not, especially in this heat, mate. Like I said, it's tough. It's very tough. And if you played over here, you definitely know that. It's a tough place to come, especially in the heat. But we didn't help ourselves. We didn't play well. And we've had two, three tries disallowed there. And I think if they've got given, it's a different ball game. But it's frustrating, mate, definitely.
Going down the tunnel at half-time, it's a deficit of, I believe, 10 or 12 points. What are you thinking about to really get yourself back into the game and the mentality you're coming out with?
Yeah, we thought we were still in there, and then we go score, and then we make an error again off the kickoff, and it's like, it's just the same old, mate, and we've just got to look at ourselves and our completion's not high enough where we want it to be. So, like Hag said in the changing room, teams that complete at 73% and score 24 points away from home, you're usually winning that game. And I've not got much to say on it, mate, really. We've just got to take a look at ourselves and improve, because it can't keep going on, and it's very frustrating.
That said, obviously those errors are going to be a stickling point, something to work on, but going forward was really impressive. Even early on, the Ethan Ryan in the corner, the line breaks that are being created is very impressive and exactly what you need at the Super League level.
Yeah, definitely. We play some really good rugby. Hags has got taught it into us now, and it really suits us, but it's not going to suit us if we keep making the errors off the back of it. It's very tough, mate, honestly. Thinking back now, we could have took the 2 points there and it wouldn't get our first away win, but we'll have to go again, mate, and keep waiting for that.
In that second half, you know, there were a lot of 50-50s that didn't really go your way. Millimetres apart, Guy Armitage in the corner, Ethan Ryan ruled to be offside. If you get that try and then you're within six clear points, how different is that for you when you're out there and the mentality you have?
Yeah, you could say that, mate, but obviously it didn't get given, so we've just got to carry on with what the referee decides. I won't say too much about the referee. I think we've just got to learn from it. It's happening too many times now, and we're a very good team, and we're making ourselves look like an average team by making so many errors. But we'll put it right, and just want to say appreciate all the fans coming out as well. Really massive crowd, hear them more than the actual Catalan fans, to be fair, and it's their home game. But yeah, really honoured for them coming out and supporting us.
Today, it's particularly difficult circumstances. You've travelled over, the heat's coming down. There are obviously negatives there that you can learn from, but there are positives there as well, and the fact that you've actually know exactly what you need to learn from, it gives you a plan to move forward.
100%. We play some really good rugby. Some tries we scored there are absolutely fantastic. The one where guys put me away and I've kicked it back inside for Caleb. But the special tries, mate, and we play some special rugby. And like I said, we know what we've got to work on, and we'll go away and we'll put it right.
You see the closeness of the team and, you know, the communication there. When you are all on the same page, it's absolutely electric.
Yeah, we've got a special group, mate. We've got special coaches. Our coaches who believe in us, and we're a tight, really, really tight-knit group, and this is probably the closest I've ever been with people and the coaches in a team. Very special, and you can see it on the field, how we click, and we do hold each other accountable. A few boys held me accountable, and I've got to hold myself accountable for them two errors in the start, but I'll go away, I'll look at my own game, and I'll go from there, mate.
Just finally, he's feeling fit and well and ready to go on with the rest of the season?
Definitely feeling good. Back's feeling a lot better. Didn't have to travel to training this week, mate, so just stayed in the same place. So I'm feeling really good, and I'm hoping to kick on now. I thought I had a pretty decent game. Thought my effort was a lot better. Wasn't struggling to move, really. So it's no excuses, mate, because I put my hand up to play, and the coaches believed in me to play, and I've let them down, and I've let the boys down in the previous weeks, and I'm hoping to put that right, and I felt like I did tonight, and I'll keep kicking on now, and yeah.
Plenty of time to improve and plenty of opportunities to do great things for the club, mate. Thanks so much.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, pal.